Usually I like to preach on the gospel, but today I would like to speak about the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles chapter 5, because we are in the Easter season and really the Acts of the Apostles show us what the apostles were able to do after they had seen the risen Lord, after they were transformed from being these scared fishermen up huddled in the upper room, scared for their death. But after the Holy Spirit came down upon them, they were transformed and they went out to preach the gospel, even in front of the great Sanhedrin, even in front of the Jewish court. And we see here the power of the Holy Spirit after the Holy Spirit came down upon them at Pentecost, how they were transformed, not only by seeing the risen Lord and touching his hands and his feet and seeing that Jesus was risen from the dead, but after the Holy Spirit came down upon Our Lady and the apostles at Pentecost, now they're fearless. Before, they were huddled, scared for their lives in the upper room. They didn't show up at the crucifixion. They were scared for their lives. But now they're boldly proclaiming that Jesus is Lord. Look at this first reading from Acts chapter 5. The court officers brought in the apostles and made them stand before the whole Sanhedrin. And the high priest questioned them and reprimanded them and said, "We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name?" Notice they wouldn't even say the name of Jesus. They just said, "We told you to stop preaching in that name." They couldn't say that Jesus was Lord. They were not in the Holy Spirit. So they said, "We told you to stop preaching that name. Yet you have filled all of Jerusalem with your teaching and want to bring this man's blood upon us." So the apostles had done an incredible job. They had filled all of Jerusalem with the name of Jesus, preaching that he was Lord, he was Savior, he was crucified but also raised from the dead. And they said, "You want to bring that man's blood upon us. If only the blood of Christ would come down upon them. If only they would accept the blood of Christ. It's the only thing that would have taken away their sins and washed away their sins." They did not want to admit their responsibility, or your and my responsibility in the blood of Christ. But unless we admit that we were responsible for the shedding of Christ's blood by our sins, we can never have the blood of Christ wash over us and redeem us and wash away our sins. So we have to accept our responsibility for the blood of Christ, because we want that blood to wash away our sins. They were so stiff-necked and so proud and arrogant that they were not willing to allow the blood of Christ to wash away their sins. But Peter and the apostles said in reply, again, look at St. Peter, who before the Holy Spirit came upon him was so weak and was always saying the wrong things. Now he's filled with the light of the Holy Spirit. He's filled with truth and power and courage. And he says something that's very important. We must obey God rather than men. We must obey God rather than men. Like St. Thomas More said, "I am the king's servant, but I am God's servant first," right? So the church has always, in the catechism, talked about, yes, we must obey lawful authority. A lawful authority of a true government, yes, we obey that. But if a government tells us to do something that violates our conscience or violates the law of God, the law of God always comes first. And you look at Nazism or socialism or communism or hedonistic materialism, whatever the errors may be, we always have to obey the laws of God above the laws of man. Yes, we do obey legitimate authority, but if there's a difference between what God says and what the commandments say and what the Holy Spirit says versus what a organization or a government says, we have to obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors, again referring to our ancestors, the ancestors of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish people, the God of our ancestors, see, St. Peter is telling them that we're all in this together. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, that you had him killed by hanging him on a tree. It's an expression for the crucifixion. But God exalted him at his right hand. So he's been raised up from the dead, and he's now sitting at the right hand of the power of the glory of God, the place of honor. He is now leader and savior. The very name Jesus means God saves. He's our savior. And he is to grant Israel repentance. So he was not there to be a political redeemer. He was there to redeem us from sin. So he's there to offer repentance and the forgiveness of sins. That's why Jesus came, to give us forgiveness and absolution of our sins. We are witnesses of these things. So the word witness in Scripture also indicates martyrdom. So eventually all these apostles would be martyred for their faith. That is the ultimate witness, to die for the faith. We are witnesses of these things, as is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey Him. And there's the secret of how St. Peter was able to speak with such power and truth and wisdom and courage. It was the power of the Holy Spirit. And then the first reading concludes by saying, "And when they heard this, the Sanhedrin became infuriated and wanted to put them to death." Okay, so there, even though St. Peter, they tried to reach out to the Sanhedrin and say, "We have to obey God, you know, repent, Jesus, whom we all killed by crucifying him. He is the Savior. He's raised up. He's risen." So notice St. Peter was offering them salvation. He was offering them the good news of Jesus Christ, that he was the true Jewish Messiah, the long-awaited Messiah. That was Jesus. And yet, the stubbornness, the hardness of heart of the Sanhedrin, after Peter spoke, filled with the Holy Spirit, they were still closed in their heart and mind, and they wanted them put to death.